flatulence. Every country has that one state. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go.
Hi there. I love that clip of Reagan. All right. Well, it's a Wednesday. What can I say? I'm glad you're with me today, and I really want to invite you into this hour's discussion because I think we're going to go in maybe a place. Well, let me put it this way. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, first and foremost. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com, check out the podcasts, and share those far and wide, if you will. Yesterday's show on basically, you know, the Michael New case is... to me, it's important that people realize some of these changes that went on in our military and in our country that designated the UN as the hierarchy. And I might be doing a little bit more on that on Friday. So I welcome you. Today I have Melissa and Susan coming on in the national show. And I also want to take, you know, this hour, and I actually want to invite you in to this conversation, and I'm going to need you to call, actually, because I want your input. And it's interesting, you know, this morning I spent some time sort of reflecting on the big picture, and I started really kind of thinking a little bit about what does the future hold, because there was some talk, you know, last night in the debate. I didn't watch it. I've seen clips of it. And I'm going to guess Uncle Milty probably watched it. I don't know if I can stomach it anymore, to tell you the truth. And I do want to say that a lot of Americans are not tuning in anymore to these debates because they're that comical. They're that stupid. And compared to 2016, wow. I mean, we really are not tuning in to these debates, which is that of interest to you, that people just aren't caring very much about what these morons have to say? And I say that and not trying to be mean. It's just they sound moronic. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You know, each one of them was condemning as if it was factual stuff about Trump without even offering any facts. And so it's all just gobbledygook. And I think that we have so few people that really care about even listening to these people on a stage. I can't imagine a worse evening than having it's like having three root canals. I'd rather have three root canals personally than have to listen to the Democratic debate, because it's all about, we're never going to tell you the price tag, but we want to take your money and we want to give it to everybody else. And it's, by the way, it's probably going to cost, you know, trillions of dollars for health care. But yeah, we just want to get brownie points by scoring some freebies and letting you know that we're going to give away stuff for free so that you feel like a good human being. That's basically what it is. I mean, I honestly would rather have three root canals. So this was said, which was kind of interesting. This was from The Daily Show, which is pretty left, but they were kind of mocking the debate a little bit last night. But listen to what Biden had to say about his son and himself. And then he gave this curious date. And there has been a lot of talk about this. So I just wanted to play this one clip, little clip for you. And then I want to talk and invite you into what does the future hold? And when I'm going to say religion, but I'm just going to say belief in Bible and politics collide. And do they collide for you? Because this is a topic that's not talked about on the radio a lot. And so, of course, we have to go there because we don't talk about it a lot, to be honest with you. I like to be a show that will have that uncomfortable conversation or open it up to people that want to say things that aren't normally said on the radio. And so I invite you in this hour to talk about what the forecast is and what you see happening. And I'll offer a few things that I think are going on right now. But let me play this Biden clip for you because it's had a really strange, curious date. And he pivoted from the date. Here you go. This is Biden.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that George Washington worried on the first time he spoke after being elected president that what we had to worry about is foreign interference in our election.
Okay, 1 minute you're talking about his son, then it's George Washington, then something about the 17th. Like, Joe Biden is the only candidate who remixes his speech while he's giving it.
That's the truth. So what was he talking about on the 17th, you know? Is there a Trump rally in Dallas on the 17th? And so there was a lot of talk about this, and people were sort of forecasting that maybe something was going to happen. And now that kind of gets into a lot of people and our thoughts on end of times, if you will, or, you know, how we feel about sort of forecasting or looking at the books that we believe in. Right. Or maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't know. And how that sort of forecasts itself onto politics. And there's been some sort of interesting things said. And so the point I wanted to make on this, and I do want to invite you in to kind of get your thoughts on where we stand. A lot of people think that the end of times is going to happen very, very soon. A lot of people think that Trump will be taken out. A lot of people think that Trump will get the reelection. Some people think that Trump is a very pivotal character, if you will, in when you're reading, and I don't say character in means of fictitious, I just mean a very interesting person, if you will, that scriptures talk about. And a lot of people think that that's not it at all. And so I'd like to get your take on this, because this is something that's so rarely talked about. I mean, if at all, I don't think you're going to hear Rush talk about this. I don't think it's talked about as much as I think people actually sort of get intrigued by this topic, because it is that taboo. And it, for some reason, it goes to sort of the alt-right classification, which I think is a little bizarre given the fact that our nation is comprised of many, many, many Christians out there, and a majority of Christians who feel that there is a play-by-play, say, in the book of Revelations or Daniel. And I really do feel like if you're not reading both, you kind of get lost in translation a little bit. I think that when I had on Lowell Taylor and his book, I think this was a couple of years back, it's called The Prophetic Playbook Story, He dials in on a couple of things that are going to happen. And interestingly enough, he dialed in on Turkey, and he dialed in on Iran, and he dialed in on the kings that are talked about. And it's interesting that we're having all of this talk lately about Iran and Turkey. I think that's kind of fascinating in how it weaves itself into the possibility of the connection of things that are going on, if you want to go to scriptures or if you want to talk about politics going on at this time. And so a lot of people have some different thoughts on Trump, where he fits into all this, or will that be 20 years from now or 5 years from now? A lot of people think a lot of stuff's going to go down in the next year or two. I remember when the 2016 election happened, and a lot of people thought that that we wouldn't even have anyone take office at that inauguration, and that it was pretty much over at that point. Well, they were proven wrong once again. And as I look back and reflect on my last 8 years of doing this, I'll tell you that a lot of people thought it was within a year, and sincerely so. I mean, sincerely. And I understand why Many generations have thought that way. And those that are believers in the Christian faith will tell you that they watch that very closely, I think. Some do. Some maybe more so than others, watching that very closely to see if that aligns. There was an interesting piece in the Washington Post, and it was beginning of this year, actually. And this was kind of interesting. It was talking about the use of apocalyptic language in a political setting. And they said, this is hardly new. Theodore Roosevelt ended a speech on the eve of 1912 Republican Party convention with this statement, fearless of the future, unheeding of our individual fates, with unflinching hearts and undimmed eyes, we stand at Armageddon and we battle for the Lord. Okay. I started out with the Reagan clip because I wanted to talk about, you know, and kind of bring that into the conversation, as well as there have been a lot of politicians that have not been afraid to address faith and where faith and politics collide. And there was a lot of talk about this 2020 election and how the Democrat Party has removed themselves from talking about faith at all. I mean, will not even enter into this realm of discussion. It's bizarre. And how that isn't resonating with a lot of the Americans at the heart of where we're at in viewing these things. And for those that think it happens, you know, the end of times, if you will, in a couple of years, or whether you think it's 20 years away or 30 years away or 100 years away, I actually want to get your take. I'd like to get your thoughts. What's nice about this is anonymous. You can actually call up and give your thoughts and feel free to do so. I'm not here to pick your thoughts apart. I actually just want you to share where you think we're at right now from all of the sincerity in the world that you have and where you really think we are. Because I actually think this is quite intriguing, is it not? Because it's like the elephant in the room that I think a lot of talk show hosts out there are afraid to address. And for some reason, I don't know why, maybe because it's a little uncomfortable or they think they're going to tick off the small percentage of people listening that might not believe the same way or think the same way. And this isn't about religion per se or a particular religion, not mine, not yours. This is just about how politics and belief in the forecasting of events that we've probably all seen or read about, how that collides. Because as the Democrat Party, especially last night, you didn't hear anything about faith, how they're sidestepping this. I'd like to get your take in this hour on where you think we land in, say, 5, 10, 20 years. What do you really think? Because I think other people are fascinated to know what you think. And there's been so that, you know, just like I read from the Washington Post, I hate that paper, but it was interesting the way that they were talking about that. And they said the appeal of Trump and his supporters is distinctive. It's used as mental preparation for extreme measures. Of course, they would say something as idiotic as that. But I also want to get your take on what you think. Where are we at, according to you? I'm going to accept all your phone calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450, when we come back.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
One of the most important ideas
is about the place that we choose to live is that it feels like home. Hi, I'm Troy Belliston, and I'm running for re-election to serve on the Washington City Council. Over the past 4 years, I have had the opportunity to serve the community and meet the many residents of this beautiful and charming place that we call home. I've learned of your concerns about the issues facing the city, and I've forged incredible relationships that I hope to continue to build and nurture as I seek to work for the people of Washington for a second term. This November, vote for Troy Belliston and keep Washington City feeling like home.
Don't miss Financial Strategies, Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson, will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1497455.
Today we are speaking with Andrew Reinhart. Andrew's with Wasatch Medical Clinic, and you may have heard Wasatch Medical has a breakthrough and scientifically proven treatment for treatment of erectile dysfunction. And what is so cool about this, the solution for ED does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. Andrew, share this new information with us.
Well, this new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that will increase blood flow, restoring normal function in the bedroom. That means, guys, you can throw away the pills. No more medication, no more injections, and of course, that means no more nasty side effects.
Now, Andrew, what I've heard is that the percentages for successful treatment is very high.
It is. We've treated thousands of men across the country, some that have had erectile dysfunction for 5, 10 plus years. It has about an 85 to 90% success rate, and it doesn't matter how young or old you are.
Okay. Now that we've got their attention, I'll bet you've got a special offer just for our listeners for today.
We do. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, looking for a long-term solution, pick up the phone and call us right now. Those that do will be given an initial exam and an assessment, basically a screening of you with our medical doctor, along with a blood flow ultrasound. Normally, we charge $300. Pick up the phone, call us right now, and it will be totally free.
All right, guys, you heard it. Pick up the phone. This is a game changer for you. Call right now for that free exam. 435-922-7000. 435-922-7000. One more time. 435-922-7000. Call now.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of the Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
This is Dr. Ryan Robinson with Southwest Vision, inviting you to join us for a dry eye seminar. We will have light refreshments, prize drawings, and we'll be doing a live demonstration of the LipiFlow thermal pulsation treatment, the only FDA-approved treatment for dry eye. Learn more about dry eye causes and treatments. If you suffer from frequent burning, watery, stinging, or gritty eyes, call Southwest Vision and RSVP for our free dry eye seminar. Call 673-5577 or go to southwestvision.org.
Join us today at Southwest Vision for the dry eye seminar.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good.
Back. Kind of an interesting song, huh? There's been a lot of songs actually about this topic. I'm going to invite you to call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I want you to feel comfortable expressing your views, your feelings, and I really do feel like it's an important topic. I do want to mention, get over to ABC. Auto Body Central, they're pretty amazing, and I love what they do. They're fantastic in fixing your automobile as far as the body. They are the body shop. In fact, I wouldn't choose anyone else. They fixed my car after an accident, and they really, really do a superb job. They're so great in communicating with you, and they're there for you, answer all your questions, and actually will come to your home and assess the vehicle if you don't want to have to go there. That isn't that great? I mean, they're that accommodating. So I really do want to I basically want to tell you, if you're in an accident, you get to choose your provider. By all means, go to ABC. So a couple of things before I take the first caller, and then I'm going to get to all your calls. I get asked this question a lot off the air, and that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention on the air, is because when we talk about end times, and I'm a firm believer of the Bible, and I'm a, you know, and I make no bones about that, because I want people to understand, you know, I'm one of the 70% in this country that actually look at these things and review these things. And so where religion and politics collide for me is just sort of that looking at the big picture of things. Obama today was endorsing Trudeau from Canada, and those two are kind of in cahoots. That was something to keep an eye on. The Washington Post talking about how politics is colliding with religion, and it shouldn't. How there have been articles just this week talking about the race for 2020 and how the Democrat Party has sidestepped talking about faith at all, and what a big mistake that is. So I'm going to invite all your calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon. Get to be a prophet here for a second.
Go right ahead.
There's two parallels, and you've mentioned both, and we need to look at this question. One is from a Christian perspective. Mm-hmm. What does prophecy say? And, you know, not only, as you said, the New Testament and the Old Testament, because there's several quite a bit of prophecy in the Old Testament, Daniel and elsewhere. But, you know, most of the prophecy in the New Testament is in Revelations, but mm-hmm. some in Matthew and elsewhere.
And Daniel.
As well.
Don't forget Daniel. Daniel's a huge part of that actually really equates to understanding those books too. So you can't count out Daniel. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so you were asking about 10, 20 years. I haven't studied prophecy for a while, but mm-hmm. I think there's some developments that haven't occurred. First of all, we haven't seen an Antichrist, mm-hmm. as described in the Bible. Mm-hmm. We have people acting like Antichrist, saying the right things, but doing all the wrong things.
Right.
But I don't think we have that yet. So I think we're ways off from a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other political perspective, I think we're moving very quickly. The two things in this, I'm going to talk about America. But this mm-hmm. applies to the world, too. Two things that I think are essential before they move for complete tyranny, totalitarianism. One is civil disarmament.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice they are trying to move in that direction real rapidly. And the other is a surveillance state. The surveillance state really has to be completely in place before they start going after our guns and all of our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they really are getting close to that. I mean, they're monitoring everything, our cell phones, our social media. And they're also outlawing, freedom of speech on these mediums as well. So I think that's getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get the guns, and they're also moving on freedom of speech elsewhere too, and then freedom of assembly, if that comes along,
uh-huh.
that's going to tell us that we're really getting close. But we're not there on both columns. But I think we need to be looking in both columns, both politically, how close we are to tyranny and the new world order, the world enslavement, and also the Christian prophecy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Love it. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
I definitely agree. I feel like it feels like we're really close to reaching those end times, just with everything crazy going on in the world and just everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Sam calling.
Hi, Sam. Good, good. How are you? Go right ahead.
I'm doing fine. I'm more along the lines of, although I don't like labeling myself this, but I'm more along the lines of more of the preterist type on this whole thing, and
mm-hmm.
I used to not be.
Sure, okay.
But part of the reason that I am is that, over time I've you know, I've seen so many predictions like this come and go, and people making great predictions, and then they wind up being wrong, and all this kind of stuff. And I started looking into Matthew 24, in which Christ, you know, talking to his disciples and talking, and but one of the key things that he makes, point that he makes in there is, when he's talking to his disciples, is the fact that the, he said that there are some standing here who shall not taste death until you know, until the Son of Man reappears. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, who is he talking to at that time? Now, the only, you know, obviously, I don't want to get into a big dissertation on scripture because it takes too much time here,
and that's not what we're doing. We just want to. I just really want to get where religion and politics collide.
Right, but here's where I want to go with this.
Okay.
One of the things that I have seen and what got me started going down this road was I used to attend a church when I was up in the Kansas City area. It was a Baptist church. And I had a lady who, a lady came over, was helping us do some stuff around our house. It was a member of the church. We started talking about a lot of the stuff that, you know, you talk about, I talk about, we all talk about. And she made the statement, she goes, well, I don't have to worry about any of this because I'm going to be raptured out of here. So I don't worry about any of this stuff. I don't get involved in this stuff. Okay, now, let's, one of the things I've always told people, and, you know, when you start looking into the end times and how it's been pushed, I never really heard anything about the end times till the late 60s, early 70s. Nobody really ever even talked about it. Suddenly there was a flurry of activity on it. Everywhere you turn, end times, end times, end times. And you had Al Lindsey, who came out with his book, Late Great Planet Earth, and all this kind of stuff. And I say all that to say this, and that is, Paul Harvey did an interesting piece called If I Were the Devil.
Yes, I played it a couple times on the show.
Yeah, when you start looking at some of the stuff in there, one of those things that I have kind of thought that I would added to that if I would have been him is if I were the devil, I would convince all Christians to sit back and not get involved because it would interfere with Christ's timetable for his return, and so all Christians should be dormant not to interfere with God's timetable.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the reason that I say that is because when you start dealing with some of the various books out there and you start looking into people like C.I. Schofield, who has his version of the Bible out there, C.I. Schofield is a byproduct of the very same Rhodes Scholarship that Clinton was.
Interesting.
And I'm just simply saying, I'm not here to say, I'm not here to tell somebody, you know, you shouldn't believe that, or, you know, I just tell people we need to be careful with that because stop thinking about it, Kate. If I were an adversary, if I wanted to take down the church, the best way that I could take down the church in general, the Christians in general, is to put something forth like this to make them psychologically go dormant. And when you start looking in the Council for National Policy, which we've looked into a lot in our earlier days of doing research, one of the things that came out of some of the writings of the Council for National Policy, in fact, during the days before 9/11, there was talk about pushing these endless wars by some in the Council for National Policy in order, in their, in the ways they put it, in hopes that they could speed up God's timetable for the end of the world. And I just, when you look at all the stuff that's come down the pike and you look at some of the people that have meddled in Christian affairs and stuff, it just that we're in an age in which we have to be so careful. Everybody thinks that the Bible's been meddled with just lately. No, it's been meddled with. I mean, even go back and look at the King James, and you look at some of the books that are missing out of the King James versus earlier versions of the Bible. And the, you know, like a good case in point is the book of Jasher. You will not find that book in the King James Bible. Why is it missing? Some Christians will say that the reason that it's missing is because it wasn't inspired by God. And I say, okay, who are we to say it wasn't inspired by God?
Right, right. Well, I appreciate you.
But just all these things that get me thinking.
Yeah, I know, me too. And that's why I wanted to open this up, because people won't say these things on the radio. They're afraid to, because then, you know, they might look a certain way, or they might, you know, get that, wow, they're talking about that. I mean, that kind of reaction. But you know what? I know people are thinking about this. When that group, the extinction group, all dressed in red with the white painted faces, showed up for climate change and were acting so bizarre, and a lot of people were saying, these people in these red hooded robes walking around with their hands outstretched with painted faces look kind of evil. They're a really strange group. They're paid for by Soros, and they're a really strange group. And I thought, this is how we think, though. They do look quite evil walking around. And that group is, they're paid for actors. They're not activists. But I thought, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just so afraid to just really have this conversation. So I appreciate you chiming in. I've got to go to a break.
Let me leave you with this real quick.
Sure, sure.
Go online, mm-hmm. if you can find it. Look for Paul Harvey's The Testing Time.
The Testing Time. Okay.
And all play right. that back. And one of the things that he points out in that piece is, you know, talking about the future of this country. And one of the things he talks about is that ours is not the first great nation to fall on the ash heap of history.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to talk about that. Is there was an article in PJ Media about, are we headed towards a dark ages, which was kind of an interesting article. Looking at California, all the stuff that they're putting in, they just put illegals on the state boards now, paid for to implement their policies. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of talk about that, and about looking at that, viewing that, and understanding kind of where we're at. And I really appreciate your point of view. Thank you so much, Sam, for calling
up. Not a problem.
Thank you. I love that. The group I was talking about, by the way, Extinction Rebellion, you got to check out their video. They were walking around the streets over there in Europe, and people were. They were really commenting on how evil they looked. And it's interesting to use the word evil, right? Because that, to me, tells me that a lot of people in the comments on this certain group, a lot of people recognize that something is afoot that is evil, and not just bad, but evil. And so that's why I think that this conversation, it's a tough one to have, because I think people feel like this, well, it isn't about religion. It is not about somebody's particular religion. You know, I'm LDS. This has nothing to do with that as much as it has to do with kind of the overall Christianity in America, and how we feel about the collision of religion, politics, end times. And I will take your calls when we come back. I think that there is something very interesting and unique about this conversation for conservatives to have. And I think it's the elephant in the room that people are afraid to have. When people say, you know, that things are going to really go down in the next 5 years, I actually don't think so. Actually, I'll give you my 2 cents when we come back. I'll actually put it out there. I'll tell you what I would tell people off the air. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, Carl Lamar for Newby Buick GMC, where right now they're celebrating their big trick-or-treat sale. No tricks at Newby Buick, not at Newby Buick GMC. Incredible savings on a 2020 Terrain SLE, savings of over $6,000. 2019 Buick Encore, savings of $7,949. You'll save over $5,000 on a 2020 Buick Envision, over $11,000 on a 2019 GMC Acadia. It's going on right now, the big trick-or-treat sale at Newby Buick GMC. How do you get there? Go south on Bluff Street, go over the freeway. You'll find them right there on the corner of Riverside Drive and Convention Center Drive. Remember, Newby Buick GMC will not be undersold. In fact, they've got the lowest prices within hundreds of miles. Check out their website at newbybuickgmc.com and save money during the trick-or-treat sale going on right now at Newby Buick GMC.
Dr. Hall has retired from Imagine Family Dentistry. Thank you, Dr. Hall, for your 42 years. And welcome, Dr. Barton. Imagine talking about baseball and singing classic rock at the dentist. Imagine a stress-free experience and not worrying about dental insurance billing. Imagine saving money every visit, even if you don't have dental insurance. Dr. Barton at Imagine Family Dentistry is the dentist that can speak your language and take care of your dental needs. Dr. Barton loves baseball. He knows all the facts and figures, and he'll make sure you know all the facts and figures about your dental care. He'll tell you what you need. You tell him what you want. He loves classic rock and roll. He can name that tune before you do, and he can see the dental treatment you need before it becomes painful or costly. Imagine a dentist's office where there is no pressure. That's what you get with Dr. Barton. Make an appointment at 435-656-1111 or go to imaginefamilydentistry.com. Imagine more.
Shadow Mountain Medical Detox knows how to help you detox properly, avoiding the severe health risks associated with abruptly quitting. Shadow Mountain Medical Detox, where lifelong healing from addiction begins. Visit shadowmountainrecovery.com today or call 435-228-7747.
One of the most important ideas about the place that we choose to live is that it feels like home. Hi, I'm Troy Belliston, and I'm running for re-election to serve on the Washington City Council. Over the past 4 years, I have had the opportunity to serve the community and meet the many residents of this beautiful and charming place that we call home. I've learned of your concerns about the issues facing the city, and I've forged incredible relationships that I hope to continue to build and nurture as I seek to work for the people of Washington for a second term. This November, vote for Troy Belliston and keep Washington City feeling like home.
Today we are speaking with Andrew Reinhart. Andrew's with Wasatch Medical Clinic, and you may have heard Wasatch Medical has a breakthrough and scientifically proven treatment for treatment of erectile dysfunction. And what is so cool about this, the solution for ED does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. Andrew, share this new information with us.
Well, this new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that will increase blood flow, restoring normal function in the bedroom. That means, guys, you can throw away the pills. No more medication, no more injections, and of course, that means no more nasty side effects.
Now, Andrew, what I've heard is that the percentages for successful treatment is very high.
It is. We've treated thousands of men across the country, some that have had erectile dysfunction for 5, 10-plus years. It has about an 85 to 90% success rate, and it doesn't matter how young or old you are.
Okay. Now that we've got their attention, I'll bet you've got a special offer just for our listeners for today.
We do. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, looking for a long-term solution, pick up the phone and call us right now. Those that do will be given an initial exam and an assessment, basically a screening of you with our medical doctor, along with a blood flow ultrasound. Normally, we charge $300. Pick up the phone, call us right now, and it will be totally free.
All right, guys, you heard it. Pick up the phone. This is a game changer for you. Call right now for that free exam. 435-922-7000. 435-922-7000. One more time. 435-922-7000. Call now.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Saturday mornings at 9
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted, until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey.
Wow. Great, right? Yeah. Scary, because that was in 1965. It's really scary. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet if you want to lose weight. That's how I did it. And they do. They have free body testing. You can actually go and see what all your what's going on under the skin of yours, and figure out what is creating maybe the process by which you can't lose weight. What's going on with your hormones? What's going on with your thyroid? What's happening with you? They can also they have free body testing, and they also have ways to help you to understand your own body so that you can figure out the best way and the fastest way to drop the weight. And you'd be surprised sometimes, I think. You think you kind of know your body. Well, think again. Get over to Dr. Diet. Get those coaches to help you. They certainly helped me. I dropped the weight, kept it off, and I've really, really loved working with them. So my hat's off to them for the work they're doing with people and helping people restore their health and feel better. So Dr. Diet, 628 Diet, 628 Diet. People ask me all the time off the air, you know, how do I feel about things? And I'll tell you what I say to them. Will things get really bad, say, in the next 5 years? I see lots of things getting bad, but I mean really bad. Like if we were going to talk about some of the scriptural references and some of the things going on. I'm actually with Lowell Taylor, the author of The Prophetic Playbook. Let me get that title right. The Prophetic Playbook Story. He actually outlines a lot of things and really kind of refers to the book of Daniel. And I really like that, because even right now, is the chapter 7 and 8 talking about, could it be talking about maybe what's going on with Iran and Turkey right now? Every time we talk about Turkey and the media goes after Turkey, which surprises me, as we always sort of made sure we were kind of, you know, the ally with them. And I'm not saying that that's a great thing, because, their leader, I'm very wary of. And so are we getting to a point where we take out Turkey and Iran? And does that sort of present itself in that book of Daniel, which is kind of interesting? And so I can see certain things happening just because of where we're headed right now in politics. But I actually think we're quite a ways away from some major, major events going on. And I, and that always surprises people. People always think that I think it's, you know, within a few years getting really bad. No, I don't actually. I think that we're the frogs in the proverbial hot water. And I think we don't really realize what is that we're sort of in that slow complacency, sort of slow drive, all these little hits that are obviously presenting themselves in politics, sort of manifesting into very big hits. And before we realize they're big hits, we're going to be pretty surprised, I think, in about 5 years, as the culture is sort of taking the deep dive down. And how are we going to shore up our homes? And that's why I talk a lot about, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle all that? But I don't think big things, maybe 2030, 2040, if you were going to ask me off the air, that's probably what I would say to you, is that I see some big, big things happening then, but not, but who knows? Who knows, really? But that's just a guess. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate, I'd like to clarify something your sure. previous caller, Sam, said. This thing that you're talking about is mm-hmm. very involved.
Yes.
And when you mentioned preterists, there's two other views besides the preterist views. Mm-hmm. There's the futurist view, and then there's the historicist view mm-hmm. that has to do with prophecy. And mm-hmm. then when you get into the millennium, you mm-hmm. have the pre-millennium, mm-hmm. Amillennium, and right. views of things, and post-millennium. And you have, when you get into the rapture, there's the pre-trib, there's the mid-trib, there's the post-trib. And all of these positions are substantiated by the people who hold them within scripture verse.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd like to point out, when it comes to the Bible and the canon and the books that were adapted for the canon, one of the reasons that a lot of these other books, that were included in what they call the pseudepigrapha or even the apocrypha, is that some people think they were rejected because of the heretical teachings that are contained within those books, such as the dying, the deity of Christ, or mm-hmm. different things of dealing with salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who want to look into Christianity and all of this, it's involved. It's a life
yes.
work, and it's
sure.
not something that can be articulated in a few minutes over a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And when people throw out stuff like Sam did, it has a tendency to mislead people who are ignorant and don't have an understanding of these various things that I mentioned. And I don't mean to be critical. I'm just making
mm-hmm.
a statement.
Sure, sure. And I appreciate
that happens to be true.
Okay, all right.
If you look into these things.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your point of view. Thank you for that. You know, all opinions are welcome. I realize it's so much more involved. I think really, as I was kind of perusing and understanding a little bit about some of these articles that I referenced in the beginning of the show about where, let me put it this way. There was a guy from Yale Divinity School, and he was saying that Democrats choosing to ignore faith, and this is what he said, hides away, for the 2020 race, hides away the deep, passionate, and formative faith backgrounds of many Democrats who are seeking and serving in office. And it ignores the clear fact that America is still on an overwhelmingly religious country, and that the Democrat Party is remaining a coalition largely made up of faith, including tens of millions who identify as deeply religious, but they seem to be ignoring that. Where the right, you pretty much expect people to probably be of more faith than probably maybe any party, I don't know, because that's sort of the expectation out there of what you're going to get. But it seems to me that even though it's kind of the elephant in the room that we have a majority in this country of deeply religious people, no matter what that background is, that we have a hard time when it comes to politics and religion, because a lot of people are really afraid to say what they feel. If you go back into history, there were so many references to God in all of the speeches from politicians. It's kind of amazing how we've gotten to a place in 2019 where people are afraid to say this on the air, just what I said. And what I said isn't really much, but they're afraid to have that conversation because it sounds like, oh, that's a religious thing. Ooh, let's not talk about that on the air. Why? Why can't we? What's the problem? If we have a majority that are pretty deeply religious in this country, why can't you talk about that in very general terms? I'm not talking about specific religions. And that's what I did not want to get into in this hour, is specific religions being represented or anything. I just wanted to talk generally about the end times. A lot of people do feel like it's coming, like within a year or two. In fact, they found a family, right? A Dutch family living over in that country that was hiding in their basement and thinking the end times were coming. The father, I think, was pretty authoritarian and basically told these adults, actually, his children, that it was coming and they were living in the basement preparing for that. And then there's also people out there that think it's 100 years away. And that's why I wanted to entertain that conversation, because as I was reviewing that, and then I was looking at how the Washington Post looks at people that have faith. And this is basically what they were saying about people that have faith and mix faith with politics. It said there are serious dangers to the cultivation of desperation. Because, you know, if you're faithful, that means you're desperate. And it transforms opponents into enemies, and it turns compromise into heresy, and it paves the way for authoritarian thinking and measures. And I'm going, that's actually in reverse. This is the progressive left I see doing this, not people of faith. But it was then again saying, you know, we're a flawed but wonderful country, and that our intolerance of religious people and institutions, you know, we are not in America's political end times, and the country's problems are not rooted in the ethnic makeup of its people, and our challenges do not require a revolution, but they require reform, and so there are a portion of people that believe that Trump is talked about in scripture. There are a portion of people that believe that that's not true, and that we're not even close to anything like that. There are a lot of people that feel like this country is going to be divided into four sections, and that we're going to have four mini countries. And if you're looking at some scripture, you could probably come away with that thought, especially if you're looking at Daniel and Revelations, right? There are a lot of people out there that feel like the goat talked about in the scriptures could be Trump. There's a lot of people that feel like there are two countries or kings that they talk about. King of Persia could be Iran, you know, and another king could be Turkey, and that those countries will be wiped out. There's a lot of talk about these things, but people are afraid to talk about them on the air. And I, for the life of me, I think that is the most bizarre thing. I think that we need to get that back, because what are we afraid of with that conversation? Are we afraid of offending people of different Christian faiths? I mean, can't we all kind of come together in a moment where we generally talk about religion as a whole and not into our different faiths, meaning still be strong in your own faith? I know I am. I'm extremely strong in my faith. But I think we could always have a conversation about Christianity as a whole and what we think about politics and religion, and that we need to feel a little bit more open and free to have that conversation. Because I don't know why we're afraid of that, or why we're afraid of being labeled. It could be because, as I was reading the post to you, this is how they clarify religious people. And it is kind of sad that that's the kind of attention that it gravitates towards in the media. And so that's what I think makes people afraid to say these very things. Even playing Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil, kind of a sketchy thing on radio. When was the last time you heard Rush play that? You know, they just won't do it. And I feel like that's a really worthy recording. I mean, my gosh, he nailed down in 1965 exactly what we're going through right now. We need to talk about that. And so I actually am open to talking about those kinds of things. And if that's scary to people, well, I want radio that makes you think. I do not want radio that plays everything in stereo of talking points. That doesn't make me think. That's low-hanging fruit. I would rather have the scarier conversation, you know, for America. And I think you, as a mostly a Christian populace out there, really want to have that conversation. And I think you actually want people to talk about these things, because you talk about them over dinner, you just won't talk about them on the air. And so I'm going to question why we're afraid. Why it's not commonplace, if you will. Very interesting. All right. You know what? We'll have this conversation again very soon, because I do think that there's a lot of what's going on with Turkey and Syria and Iran right now. Are things being forecasted? Can you find things scripturally forecasting this? Many things have been talked about scripturally. Why can't we talk about those things? My gosh. What are we afraid of? I'm not afraid. You're not afraid. Let's do it. All right. I'm going to come back with Melissa and then Susan. Got a lot to talk about in the show today. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. And don't go anywhere.
spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.